This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Captain Kickass of CaptainKickass.com.
I do want to say thank you to Free Talk Live listeners like you, like Chris Cowan, who is a silver level supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here. If you appreciate the message that we have of freedom and liberty and crypto and precious metals and alternatives to the status quo, peaceful ones, then you can join AMPS over at amps.freetalklive.com, like Chris has done. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Chris is silver level, which means he's doing $5 a month, and it makes a difference for us because the more people that we can get supporting us directly, the less we have to rely on advertisers' support, and I'd prefer to not have to rely on them at all. That would be wonderful to me, but if we need to, we will in the future. But for right now, we're advertiser-free as far as live ads during the show. We don't sell recorded ads anymore. That's all in the hands of our networks and our local radio stations, so we still have them on the show. Mm-hmm. They're just not benefiting us directly, right? So it helps us get on the satellite and helps us get on your local radio stations, but we don't handle any of that anymore. I'm enjoying that, so keeping it simple here on Free Talk Live. If you like the show and you want to help support our mission, then please go to amps.freetalklive.com while the banking system is still functioning. You can utilize it to send us $5 a month.
I've been told it's a mostly peaceful banking collapse.
Basically.
Well, I mean, they're not killing people on the way down, directly.
Aren't they, though?
Let's go to the phones here. Karen is on the line in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Karen.
Hey. Hi. I want to see if you guys can tell me what vision you would have of a government, since the government that we have doesn't seem to agree with you.
Okay, well, I don't want a coercive government. I think we can go around the room here and see what each panelist has to say. But to me, government is just an excuse for people to use violence against their neighbors. It is just people. Okay, let's remember that government is just tyrants and despots and thugs and lunatics and psychopaths that are using the threat of violence and actual violence to force their way upon people, to force obedience out of people, and to force them to pay them for their violence and their system. So for me, I'd rather not have any of that. What about you, Peakless?
Well, so it sounds to me like you're asking, how would we get these services that the government is currently monopolizing performed? Is that what you're asking?
Nope. It's even more basic than that. It's like, I understand nobody wants coercion and everything, but if you think that everyone's just going to like live in a free love commune, you're high, because that coercion is going to come up anyways, because it's human nature.
Well, so here's the thing. What I advocate is not that power cease to exist from the world, not that coercion be impossible for humans to perform. That's not what I'm suggesting. What I'm suggesting is that the power be as evenly distributed as we can get it. So as much power to each individual as possible. What were you saying?
Isn't that what our vote is?
No, absolutely not. Our vote is the concentration of power. It's the exact opposite. It's where you give your power to one of these two psychopaths, and everyone else is expected to give their power to one of these two psychopaths, and then whichever psychopath gets more people's power gets to hurt everybody. That's the opposite of what I want.
Doesn't sound right. I don't think you're right.
You don't think that politicians have more power?
Because I can vote, right? I have my right to vote. And the thing is, I have to vote for something that is, it's almost like giving me a choice, because otherwise we'd have 50 bazillion different leaders.
It's almost like giving you a choice. That's true.
Why would you want to have a psychopath telling you what to do?
If I don't want that psychopath, then, you know, he doesn't make it that far.
You obviously haven't been paying attention to the voting process. They only put psychopaths on the ballot for the most part, as far as federal level elections are concerned.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying about that. It is really hard to get enough money and backing to get that high up in our politics.
Right. And also, psychopaths tend to be attracted to those positions as well. So whenever you have positions of power, and there's plenty of like science that proves that humans who are seeking power are the ones that are more likely to go for those positions. The people who are easily corrupted, for instance, or those who are already corrupt, because of the idea of the centralization of power that Peklis was telling you about. Government is the idea of people using power over others for whatever reason they want. Usually it's to benefit their friends and punish their enemies. And for me, that's not okay. But, Captain, I want you to answer, if you remember what her question was.
Well,
it's just what kind of a vision of our government kind of what do you see?
Okay. Thank you.
I envision instead of having government as it is today, I envision we have a menu of choices that are governance service providers, GSPs, for example, where you have choice. So let's say you live in a community and you would like to have something that resembles government policing today. But you want it to be voluntary. You want to be able to subscribe to it. If they do a crappy job, you want to be able to choose a different service provider, much like you do with, like, cable TV, for example. If you contract to a cable service provider and they give you crappy TV, you're like, you know what, I can make a choice here, and I can get this other service provider mm-hmm. over here. You can't currently do that with government. So what I'm saying is remove the coercion from the equation, allow markets to decide how these services and products are going to be provided, and allow individuals to choose them on the level that they deem necessary. This decentralizes the power, as has already been brought up, and puts the individual back into the place of ultimate authority where they rightly should be.
I guess that sounds pretty good. I don't know how feasible it would be, but the thing is, if you're talking about like free market and everything.
Yeah, and that's very different than what you said before, Karen, which was a commune, a free love commune. That is not what I don't think any of the hosts on this show are advocating. We're not communists. We do believe in free markets. So if someone wants to have a commune, fine.
As long as it's voluntary.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. You have yourself a commune, but I don't want to be on it.
I would personally advise that they arm themselves if you're going to have a commune, because you're absolutely right. The human propensity to thuggery is not going to disappear from the earth when we get rid of government. But what we can do is distribute the ability to defend yourself from this thuggery. Because what we have now is like, imagine if, okay, you can either have this Toyota or this Honda. Those are your only choices, and you must have one and not the other. Now, what my actual options are in a functioning system is I can have this, I can have the Toyota, I can have the Honda, I can have a different Toyota, I can have a Ford, I can have a Chevrolet, I can have a bicycle, or I can walk. Now, with government, you don't have the choice not to have one of these people tell you what to do.
I know, and ideally that would be wonderful, but there's just no way that you can, in my mind, there's no way that you would be able to get, what do I want to say here?
I don't know.
There would be just like a thousand different areas of influence, and it wouldn't be effective overall.
Why is
so let's just take what Karen's asking and let's do my favorite thing, which is to like insert a different subject, right? Mm-hmm. She's asking, what is your vision for the future of government, you know, in a libertarian or an anarchist society?
Too many choices.
That's the same thing as saying, what is your vision for slavery when slavery is abolished?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my vision is none. I don't want people to be slaves at all. So the real answer, my answer to her question, is none. I don't want government to exist at all.
But, Captain, without slavery, then there's going to have all these choices people have to make about where they're going to work and how they're going to live.
People are so incapable of choosing themselves. No, they're not.
Don't we need politicians to make choices for us?
I don't.
And the fun fact
is... Yeah, but it would be if you look at, like, what China and all those communist nations think, what those authoritarian nations think of us, they think that we can't get anything done because we have too much freedom. We have too much control.
How do you know what they
think? There's too much
debate. I mean, it's self-evident that we can get plenty of things done. That's why the United States has an incredible GDP and is incredibly productive despite all the government restrictions.
And the United States is the largest empire the world has ever seen throughout all of history.
Yeah, and what I heard from you, Karen, is that you think that it sounds nice. Like, when we gave our answers to your question, you did admit that it did sound pretty good, but you're skeptical that something like that could be implemented for various different reasons. And you're probably right. It's probably very difficult to implement these ideas because most people have never heard of them. They've never given them a serious thought. You're giving them some thought here,
Thank you for that.
I appreciate you asking these questions about them, and it is important to continue to have these discussions. And that's, of course, why the Free State Project exists, is to bring people who already agree with us into the same geographic area, which, of course, happens to be New Hampshire, just to your north there in Massachusetts, where we can bring people who understand these positions, who not only think they sound like a great idea, but are willing to actually work towards them, to the same place. But I am curious, Karen, how did you find Free Talk Live, if you don't mind sharing?
I'm on Facebook. I found it. I really don't know how I came across it, but it's always on my feed here.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Good. Did you... Go ahead.
So, not only you're questioning whether or not it is possible to live this way, and a lot of people do question
and effective.
Right. Now, what I would tell you is that not only is this possible, this is inevitable. Like, human beings will be doing away with government shortly.
Well, I wish I was that optimistic.
Well, it's a matter of about three generations away.
But we are seeing more decentralization over time.
So that's the thing. All of the power that governments wield comes from money. Like, if you don't have the money, you can't pay your soldiers, you can't buy your tanks, you can't buy the bars to put people behind. Mm-hmm. You have to have money to do that. Now, if you lose the power to print money, then you have to go out and gather it yourself.
The case for government.
What's that, Karen?
You sound like you're making the case for government, that you can't do all these things if you don't have the money, and that's what the government does.
No,
that's
see, this is what you might not be aware of. In the last roughly 15 years, there's been a very important development in the area of money, and that is the creation of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
I don't believe in it at all.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you believe
in it.
It continues to exist, and I know thousands of people
who... There's nothing backing it.
Okay, well, we can get into that. We can get into that here in a moment.
But it's not backed by murder.
There are
things backed by murder.
Real people who are really using these cryptocurrencies on a regular basis to transact business and to pay people.
Yeah, why, though? I don't get it. We already have money.
The reason why is because it works better than the government money. And as Pico Smatnier pointed out, it's not backed by violence.
You're trying to take money away from the government.
Yes, exactly right. Yes, that's correct.
That's correct.
We're taking the power of money out of the hands of the government and putting it into the hands of the individual. And that is one of the things that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency does.
And look what just happened with crypto.
Well, perhaps Karen has heard of the separation. Perhaps Karen has heard of the separation.
There was a huge crash there.
Karen, have you heard of the separation of church and state?
Of course.
And do you find that that's a good idea?
I find it a fantastic idea.
Okay, we agree. We agree, and we also think that the separation of money and state, for the same reasons as the separation of church and state, is a good idea.
Do you support war, Karen?
No.
Okay. Would it surprise you to find out that the government money system is all about financing war?
It's about defense.
Do you actually believe that that's what they're doing?
You know, I agree that there's been some questionable wars, and for mostly oil and access to oil and cheap oil to run this, you know.
And that's what actually backs the dollar. is the war has given access to oil by trading U.S. dollars.
Well, and they got rid of the gold and silver backing from the dollar, and that's been like 50 years ago that they completed that.
So
and ever since then, Karen, if you just don't mind, let me finish the statement here. Okay. Ever since they got rid of the precious metals backing the dollar, it's been open season on the government printing press to just print out as much money as they possibly can, which is what they use to pay the soldiers and what they use to buy the tanks and to buy the bombs that destroy innocent life in the Middle East or in Asia or wherever it is that they want to destroy people's lives and enrich the military-industrial complex. By going into alternatives such as gold, silver, or cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, you can exit the government money system. You can stop giving your power and your consent to their violence. And that is one of the most important things that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency have brought to the table. And you asked earlier, what is it backed by? Great question. It was one of the first questions that I asked about it. And the answer to your question is, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are backed by the network of computers that is decentralized and thousands of nodes wide all across the entire planet that guarantees that your transaction is going to go through, it's going to make it where it's supposed to go, and it will happen in a secure basis. That is
and
the backing.
And it will have a permanent record that anyone can access.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't get sold on that. I just can't.
Okay.
You know what I mean. I mean, it's not for everybody.
And that's why this is going to take generations, is because your generation is having a lot of difficulty with, I mean, even operating the internet to a certain extent with such a massive change. So to have money that is exclusively from the internet is just too much of a change for a lot of people to deal with.
Get some gold and silver.
Right. So
it is going to take generations for this change to happen. I could understand.
You can understand that.
More.
Okay. Well, the same thing applies to gold and silver. It's a way to get your value out from the dollar and into something that they cannot as easily control, which is something that you can then use to perhaps pay people that, you know, do business with you.
Now, I wanted to ask what your understanding of the crash was, because you were saying that cryptocurrency had caused the bank crash?
No. I was talking about the... What was it, FX or the cryptocurrency?
Oh, FTX. It is money, and money can be used for fraud. And
right.
that's all that happened there is he defrauded a lot of people. And unfortunately, the government is not going after him like the criminal that he is. They are making some show of going after him at all. But he's also very highly connected, so...
But that is not the cryptocurrency's fault. That is just a man who was taking people's cryptocurrency and then allegedly doing naughty things with it. So if you want to give a stranger your gold and silver and then they run off to, Bimini or something like that with it and disappear, then that's not the gold and the silver's fault. That's your fault for giving it to a scam artist.
And also, the governments like to demonize cryptocurrency because it takes away from their power if you're not using their currency. Everything that governments and media says negatively about cryptocurrency applies to government money. And does so in a far more extreme way.
You mean like it's used by terrorists?
It's used
drug
by
dealers.
It's used by drug dealers. Well, the dollar is far more used to fund terrorism and drug deals and anything bad, murder, right? All the evil things that people can do to each other. The dollar funds that far more often and far more frequently and far larger volumes than cryptocurrency has ever done.
Cryptocurrency, really, I mean, let's be honest, we can't do much with it. You can fund illegal activity with it.
I literally pay my rent in it.
Do you really believe that, Karen? Did you just get that from, the government press release about cryptocurrency? Because
I buy food with it.
I just bought some stuff off Amazon with cryptocurrency.
Through an intermediary. Amazon doesn't take it directly, but there are all kinds of things that you can do with cryptocurrency. You can pay people.
Yeah, that's way too much work.
Huh?
It's just way too much work.
What is too much work?
A couple clicks of a mouse is too much work?
Take it.
No, in our community, there's all kinds of people that take it. We can go down to...
I don't want to have to, like, find an intermediary guy.
Okay, Karen. Well, like I said, it's obviously not for you. It sounds like you think it's too complicated. But for us, we just find local businesses that are willing to accept it, and there are.
It's complicated. It's just too much work.
Okay. Well, you obviously don't want to do any work.
I could have a bunch of eggs in my basement, and I could probably find somebody who would take those for food. But that's too much freaking work.
Number one, I really doubt you could find someone that is going to take your eggs. Number two, even if this is more work than the dollar, which I don't find it to be more work than the dollar, but if it were, then what we are giving our extra labor for here is peace. So when I take Bitcoin or gold and silver for a service, and when I spend it, I know for a fact that that power is not murdering innocent children on the other side of the globe.
Bingo! You know, when you want to go to a business that accepts gold, like the Goldback, you go to the goldback.com website, you go to their map, you find out where businesses are that accept it, and you go there. If you want to go to a business that accepts cryptocurrency, you go to the various different maps that are online, you find out who accepts it, and you go there. I mean, this is not a complex process. It doesn't take a whole lot of work. But if it's too much for you, Karen, again, not everything, you know, this obviously isn't right for you.
Well, here's the great irony about cryptocurrencies. People in my, like me, generally see them as not backed by anything. So I see people wanting governments to back them. And isn't that exactly what you're trying to not do?
No, I've never heard of those people. I've never heard that anyone wants the government to back cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, they do. They don't want to get into something that they don't think somebody's going to, you know, not get left holding the bag for.
I think you're talking about maybe the government regulating cryptocurrencies. There are definitely people that want
to have
the government regulate the cryptocurrency industry.
But if the government does regulate cryptocurrency, they're going to want the government to pay up when it collapses.
Well, the government's not going to do that, so I don't think you really have anything to worry about that.
And why would the government even want to get into it when you're competing against it?
No, they want to destroy it.
They're actively attempting to make certain that you cannot own Bitcoin or any useful coin.
Yeah, they're trying to prohibit people from getting cryptocurrency because they understand that cryptocurrency is a threat to their status quo. Thank you, Karen. Great call tonight. Appreciate the questions.
I just want to say one thing, and that is the United States dollar, FRNs, Federal Reserve Notes, is currency of the empire. Cryptocurrency is truly currency of the people.
That's a fact. And yes. Aaron is absolutely correct. The most powerful thing you can probably do right now is to take as much as you can feel comfortable with out of the banks, put it in whatever you do feel comfortable with, whether that's gold or silver or ammunition or
comic
liquor
books or guitars,
anything that can hold its value that you can get back out later, because this is a risky endeavor right now.
There's more coming up here. We got time for you. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. Phone lines are open. You can bring up absolutely anything that's online. You're referring to Aaron Day's manifesto, the Bank Run Manifesto. We can get into that coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. At least 22 people are dead after tornadoes ripped across the Midwest and South on Friday, along with downed trees and power lines. Many homes and businesses were heavily damaged or destroyed. Former Attorney General Bill Barr is criticizing the indictment of his former boss as an abomination. Barr told Fox News, if reports are accurate, quote, They're going after the man, not a crime. Barr, who served as Attorney General in the Trump administration, called the case, quote, pathetically weak. President Biden is reportedly skiffing King Charles's coronation. The Telegraph reports Biden recently told the royal family he was unable to make the coronation in May due to prior commitments. No U.S. president has ever attended a British coronation. Pope Francis is back at the Vatican in time for Holy Week celebrations. He was hospitalized with bronchitis. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Live Saturday episode. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and that's where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. We have our own social media server. It's social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Some of the hosts of the show are there, and unlike Twitter or Facebook, the big mega tech corporate platforms, you actually have a lot more freedom to express yourself there at social.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Oliver is on the line in Virginia, listening on the radio. Go ahead, Oliver.
Hey, buddy. I was listening to Karen a minute ago. I just don't like the internet whatsoever.
All right.
And I wouldn't mind having some gold. But when you buy gold, like I told the fellow that asked the same one a couple, I mean, do you get a pound of gold in your hand?
Well, that's an excellent question. It would probably be really expensive to buy a pound of gold, but I think what you're asking is, when traditionally you purchase gold, it's usually available in fairly large denominations for what, you know, you can do with it, as far as the typical purchase is like an ounce of gold. So right now that's close to $2,000 spot price, so the reality price is probably like $2,300 or $2,200 when you actually go to a gold dealer. And that's, there's not much you can do with an ounce of gold. But luckily, in 2019, there was a really cool innovation that happened with gold that has made gold useful for the first time in generations. It is called the Goldback. And I know you don't like the internet, but for those of you out there that are online, you can go to goldback.com and you can learn a lot more about it there. But basically, it's a fractional
spendable, interchangeable type of gold that can fit in your wallet. They're shaped in, like, you know, the size of bills, but they're not bills. They're actual gold. And they're very, very beautiful. They're absolutely incredible. You can get them as small as 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold. And right now, those are retailing for just over $4 each. So you can actually use this form of gold to make purchases. You can use it to buy things from your friends or local businesses in many areas. And they're just absolutely amazing. There's a chance that your local gold or silver shop, your local coin store, may have these.
Yep.
I know you're calling from Virginia, so there might be less of a chance because there's not a Virginia-style version of the gold back. There's some
yet
special for Utah, there's Nevada, there's New Hampshire, and there's Wyoming. They will add more states over time as they can find people to sponsor them. But that doesn't mean that they are not going to be in your local coin store. So if you absolutely cannot go online and visit goldback.com to find ways to order them online, then call around to your local coin shops and ask if they carry the gold back. And I would be shocked if you couldn't find them. You said you're in the Chester, Virginia area.
Yes, and I realize that gold is a very good investment. And as a 54-year-old fella, back when I was 18, an older member of my workforce was telling me how his older member of his used to get an ounce every now and then at the bank to take home.
Damn. You know, get gold from banks back in the day.
Wow.
Well, I mean, wow. I don't know if that's for sure, but, you know, I went to my bank the next week, and I was like, can I get an ounce of gold? And it was like, hell no. But anyway, you know, what you're banking on, and, buddy, we should have been banking on it about 3 years ago. When you buy the gold, you're banking on the dollar going down.
Well, that's a guarantee. I mean, we know if you've looked
at the... That's a damn sure guarantee, right, as long as Joe Biden's there.
It isn't just Joe Biden, Oliver. The system, the dollar, has been designed to go down over time. That is what they did when they created the Federal Reserve System, and that subsequently Richard Nixon took the dollar off of any kind of precious metals backing.
I'll give you that, but on the other hand, it went down a whole lot in the last couple of years.
Yeah, Trump spent more than anyone has ever spent ever.
Trump started it at the end of his...
Like this, I tell my apprentices, if you bought a horse in 1850 with a $20 gold piece, okay, today you could still buy that same horse with that $20 gold piece.
You're correct.
But with dollar bills, you're talking about $15,000.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that. And that just shows how gold and silver have kept up with inflation over time. That's a great example, Oliver. And thank you for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. And I hope you get a chance to look into the gold back, because it's a really cool innovation in the area of being able to actually use gold again. Let's continue. We got Kirby on the line calling us from Indianapolis.
No.
Kirby, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, man, CBDCs, but before you get started, I want to say hello to you guys.
Hey, Kirby.
Cap.
It's so good to hear from you.
Welcome back, sir. Welcome back. Good to have you.
Hell yeah.
So what's on your mind? You want to talk about CBDCs?
CBDCs.
That's the Central Bank Digital Currency, for listeners that don't know the acronym. That's what they're working on behind the scenes to possibly introduce in the United States, which would give them total control over the monetary system. But what did you have to say about it, Kirby?
Well, it'll give them total control over everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Piss them off, they shut off your money.
That's right. Like in China.
It leads us straight down that garden path to absolute tyranny and totalitarianism.
Yeah.
Me personally, I've been investing in copper, brass, and lead lately.
Though three very good investments, in my opinion.
Yeah. So the central bank digital currency is exactly as bad as you could possibly imagine, because one of the things they can do is say, oh, this money of yours is only allowed to be spent on this.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, sorry, you will not only eat the bugs, you will go buy them.
Oh, are you a convicted felon? Well, now you can only spend your money at these establishments and not these.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and no investing in gold, silver, lead, copper, brass, or the two other tools.
Yeah, and it may come with, as in China, it may come with a social credit score to where they need to be able to rank how obedient you are and how much you love the government, or at least how much you say you love the government. Or they might punish you by not allowing you to buy steak or, you know, whatever other things. They'll only let you get the canned food or whatever. Who knows what kind of punishments they'll come in. Because all they have to do is press a button, and then they can completely freeze out your central bank digital currency balance.
Yeah, and they're already moving in the direction of making it impossible for you to buy these things with the current system that we have for money. I mean, they're taking down every bank that has anything to do with cryptocurrency. They took down Signature Bank, and they sold it off to another bank. Mm-hmm. That, like, there was this this rumor around that the only ones allowed to purchase this would have to promise not to take in the crypto business. And they said, that is just a rumor, we are not requiring that. But wouldn't you know it, the bank that ends up getting all of these accounts won't take the crypto business.
Really?
Accounts.
Right. That's surely a coincidence.
Just a coincidence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not like exactly what Barney Frank said about his bank, where it was being targeted for that reason.
He was on the board
of directors. Anything wrong with it that isn't wrong with every other bank.
Well, and here's a frightening scenario. We all just lived through this horrible government reaction to this thing known as COVID, the near martial law that was implemented in the United States as a result of all of that. Imagine this scenario. If you don't take your government-mandated SOMA, you can't spend your money.
Mm-hmm. And how do we know that you took your government-mandated SOMA? Well, we have an RFID chip in every pill, so we know whether it goes into your body or not.
Sorry, Kirby. SOMA is a reference to Brave New World. And in that story...
It's a book.
It's a book. Well, and a TV series and a couple of movies now have been made about it, that kind of thing. But in that, SOMA is just a drug that you must take. And so I'm saying it keeps the people docile. It keeps people docile and compliant. I'm just inserting SOMA instead of the jab in this story to draw a parallel.
I get it. Yep. Like the fluoride in our water.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Yep. So there you go, Kirby. What's your plan to deal with the CBDC?
Very docile.
Yeah.
So, Kirby, what's your plan to deal with the CBDC? Because it sure does feel like it's coming. I mean, they haven't approved it yet. They're just experimenting with it. They're talking about it. They're having meetings.
My guess is June, honestly. Like, that seems to be when they're rolling this thing out.
I mean, me, I'll probably buy a tent and, you know, camping gear. I mean, I'd probably be able to pay my rent with it, but my social credit score would be negative 4 million.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, we've already seen them target the Canadian truckers that spoke out against what they want, what their plans for us were. So, of course, as this gets easier and easier for them, they're going to do it more and more. But the thing is, we have this alternative. Like, if you want to keep having an electric currency system, you can have this one that no one can kick anyone off of ever. And if you don't want to, if you're worried about, you know, that magic internet money, okay, you can have gold. And guess what?
Well, no,
they can't tell you that this gold ceases to exist.
No, and that's just it. They could tell people, we don't want you taking gold. They could.
They've done it before.
And the
30s?
Yeah, that is exactly what broke that system.
FDR forced us to sell all our gold back to the government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people are like, well, they didn't really enforce it, and it's like, it doesn't matter. Once you have convinced the people that they are not allowed to sell, you know, groceries for gold, it breaks the system. Once that system is broken, it has to be restarted, which is a huge undertaking.
And this is evidenced by the ignorance of people who handle cash in our society. If you're, you know, at a restaurant and you pay in cash and you offer to tip the waitress in gold, mm-hmm, versus cash, not even 50% of the time will they go, yeah, I want the gold. They'll be like, oh, I don't know, you know, if you hand them a gold back or a gold piece or something, they might just be, no, I'd rather have cash. Because that's what they've been brainwashed into thinking. They are brainwashed out of thinking that these precious metals have value and brainwashed into thinking that only the greenbacks have value. And that's bad for society.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby, they think their government likes them.
Yeah.
Kirby, the chat room is wondering if that's a smoke alarm in the background.
It is, and I'm not tall enough to reach the button.
Oh, no.
Get it out. So I have to wait for maintenance to come and do it Monday.
Oh,
yes,
man, it
is a
sucks.
Smoke alarm. It doesn't bother me. I've learned how to ignore it.
Kirby, good hearing from you, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I just want to tell you guys, stay up and have a good one and hail the empire.
All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you for the call. Great to hear from you. Yep. The number here tonight is 603-283-6160.
Oh, speaking of Missy's coming to Porker.
Yeah.
Speaking of staying up, you guys are going to be staying up tonight with Beard Talk Live starting at 10:30 Eastern Time. So if you're already watching us at watch.freetalklive.com.
This is the Captain Strips in the studio.
Captain's unbuttoning right now.
FCC, yeah, we're going to be up.
He's got his Beard Talk Live t-shirt on.
I'm not in the frame, but yeah.
And that is going to be tonight. It is a FCC free, uncensored version of kind of what we do here. They will have open phones, as always, and no FCC regulations to stand in the way between what they can say and what you can hear. So go to watch.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to our Odyssey live streaming page. If you don't care for Odyssey, that's fine. We're on, like, I don't know, a dozen other streaming platforms, so it'll be on all of those. You can go to, again, watch.freetalklive.com, because that's the best place to go.
What will the people do when they don't have the government protecting them from what we're about to say tonight?
I guess they could tune out.
Oh.
If they don't want to hear.
Oh, you mean like they could scroll by a meme that gave them a little butthurt instead of sending him to court and convicting a man of a felony over it?
Oh, you can do that? Huh. Wouldn't you know it?
So I got the Bank Run Manifesto here from Aaron Day. He's a Free State Project early mover here to New Hampshire who he's run a few times in more local elections and such, and he decided he was going to throw in his hat into the ring and the Republican candidates for president. And he has been just killing it with the memes that he's posting every day. He's focusing on the banking crisis very heavily, and he's following it very closely. We had him on a couple weeks ago to talk about, you know, his positions. He's the only candidate who supports independence, meaning New Hampshire or Texas or California, whoever, declaring independence from the U.S. He's certainly the only candidate against the war on drugs. I mean, this guy's, if you're looking for a good pro-liberty candidate on the Republican side, I think you've got one in Aaron Day. But here's what his Bank Run Manifesto says that he just released yesterday. Fellow Americans, the time has come for us to unite and take a stand against the encroaching threats of World War III, financial collapse, political persecution, censorship, and crypto bans. We must recognize that change won't come from protests or the political process. It demands our collective courage to engage in mass civil disobedience. Let us come together, boldly say no, and take action to dismantle the corrupt system that seeks to undermine our freedom. Welcome to the Bank Run Manifesto, a call to action for us all. We face a grave reality. Protests and the ballot box have failed to address the pressing issues of our time. As we stand on the brink of global conflict, economic ruin, and increasing control over our lives, we must unite and take matters into our own hands. Consider the following five areas of oppression. 1. The verge of World War III. Our government continues to escalate tensions with China and Russia despite overwhelming public opposition. Voting has proven ineffective against the deep state, and we must starve the fiat currency that fuels war.
I'd like to say two quick things about that. Number one, over and over, we have had the chance for peace in Ukraine, and the government has very specifically said, no, that is not something we are willing to even discuss the possibility of.
Well, they need somewhere to send all the bombs and the military-industrial complex contracts.
Yeah. And two, Xi Jinping is gearing up for war. Like, that is the headline. It is happening. He has increased his defense spending. He is very clearly gearing up for the possibility of war. And I'd rather not have one.
Yeah, I'd rather see more trade with China than bullets and bombs flying back and forth.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, wrong kind of trading.
Right. Financial collapse is number two on his list of things to be concerned with. The U.S. dollar is on the verge of collapse due to economic mismanagement, unsustainable debt, and government corruption. By embracing self-custody crypto, gold, and silver, we can protect ourselves and demand a new, more equitable financial system. And that's where the whole bank run concept comes into play. 3, political persecution. The recent arrest of former President Trump on hush money charges highlights the abuse of power at play. Protests have been manipulated, but a bank run sends an unmistakable message. Overreach will not be tolerated. And I think he's really right on this one. Regardless of what you think about Donald Trump, if you're somebody who is a supporter of Donald Trump's, the federal government wants you to go down to the Capitol building and have a protest there again so they can round up hundreds more people, prosecute them, throw them into federal prisons, which is what they've been doing to the January 6th protesters. Mm-hmm. They want round two of that, and you better believe that there's federal agents that are into all of these, you know, right-wing groups that are probably chattering right now in, you know, various different chat rooms and such, and on various different internet forums and social media, where they're talking about getting violent or doing things against the government because they want to set you up for a fall. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you really want to have an effect on the system, if you really want to show that you want something to change, going out and waving a sign, whether you're violent or not, again, I don't support violence, but even just going out and protesting is a waste of time. Yeah. But going down to your local bank or your national bank or wherever it is that you have money in an account and demanding that that be withdrawn or further sent away to purchase cryptocurrency or gold backs or gold or silver or something like that, that's how you put pressure on the system.
It is effective. And I do want to say that you described the phenomenon known as agent provocateur.
Yes.
Right. And this is a very common scenario for governments, not just the United States, but all governments, where in order for them to maintain control over the population, they insert people to incite people to do things which they then can claim, oh, you need us to prevent that.
Yeah, it's a variation on the false flag tactic. Since you appear to be someone else that is causing all of this trouble, number one, anyone who doesn't like that group gets even more upset with that group. Mm-hmm. And number two, the people who are a member of that group go, oh, I guess we're doing this now.
And they infiltrate all sides. They're infiltrating the left. They're infiltrating the right. They're infiltrating the libertarians, yeah, because that's one of the main jobs of the FBI. It isn't what they show you on television, which is going after the bad guys.
Oh, God.
It's
television,
gathering information.
Like, television is just such a brainwashing tool.
Yeah.
Most folks do get their opinion of the FBI from television programming. And I got to tell you, all of that crap is completely wrong. Has no bearing on, like, it is the most unrealistic portrayal of what actually happens in FBI offices to exist.
Point 4, censorship. Douglas Mackey's trial, which we talked about in the first hour, for posting a meme and the proposed Restrict Act illustrate the erosion of our First Amendment rights. By defunding the institutions behind these attacks, we can resist the encroaching tyranny.
Yeah, that one, the Restrict Act, just snuck right up on me. So I, you know, just sort of heard about this anti-TikTok thing and, like, didn't really think it had legs and wasn't that important. And
tell us,
like,
more,
oh,
about
it's,
the Restrict
it's,
Act.
It, well, so I thought it was just like, oh, they're going after TikTok because they're trying to gin up hatred of China because they're really trying to push for a war with China. But no, this is way worse than that. Basically, the Restrict Act is the end of the internet. They will decide what gets to be said.
Well, it's
online,
like making the internet more like the Chinese internet here in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, it is our own firewall of America.
I think it was nobody. We talked about this last night on the show, and I think it's been covered on Aria's She Talk Live on Wednesday. So it's definitely been covered this week. But one of the best points was made, I think, last night regarding this Restrict Act. It's like one of the few times that they're honest about the title of the act, right? It's not
oh,
the
right.
Patriot
yeah.
Act
yeah.
or whatever other
yeah.
nice-sounding
if,
term.
In normal circumstances, it would be called something like the Internet Freedom Act.
Right. Yeah. No, they're yeah. coming right out and saying this is about restricting your freedoms.
They're also disturbingly meta with it because the R stands for restrict.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's just creepy.
Lazy. It's just lazy.
Yeah.
Number 5, the crackdown on cryptocurrency. Again, this is part of the Bank Run Manifesto. Aaron writes, Congress will not willingly relinquish its control over fiat money. By embracing crypto, gold, and silver for day-to-day commerce, we can challenge this monopoly and secure our freedom. He says, our call to action is simple. Participate in a bank run, exchanging your dollars for alternative assets like cryptocurrencies, gold, and silver. Then tell three other people, that you care about to do the same thing and encourage them to spread the word to three more people. Just as the 3% of the population who fought in the American Revolution made a profound impact, so too can we transform our society through collective action. It is time to initiate a bank run that shatters the foundations of control and reclaims our financial destiny. As we come together, undivided by the shackles of prejudice and discord, we become an indomitable force. We stand for liberty, for autonomy, and for justice.
All right, when's this happening?
Right now.
Oh, there's not like a, it's not like we want you to participate on, you know,
I think
April
he was calling,
23rd or
there's
whatever.
There's been
right?
calls for starting on April 1st.
Okay.
To prank the bankers by going in and asking
I've
for your
seen
full
some of those memes. Okay.
Your full balance from your account.
I enjoy everything you've read thus far, and a concept popped into my head. One of I don't know why it never really took off, but one of the most potent concepts that I saw with the advent of social media was the idea of flash mobs and activism combining,
yeah.
right? So now you could, like, organize a bunch of people.
Bank-run flash mob, yeah.
Bank-run flash mob,
that's
yeah.
That's a great idea.
That's got to be a song or a band name or something in there, bank-run flash mob.
Because that's really what needs to be seen. There, people need to see lines coming out the front door of their local banks.
Yeah.
And then they're going to want to know what's going on. And then they're going to get a little bit concerned because there's a lot of people out there that I don't think even know anything
right.
about the bank failures. You know, there's just the people that live their lives right. and they go about, they don't listen to the news, they don't pay attention to what's going on around them, but if they see lines coming out of the front of their local bank, they're yep. going to ask questions. He finally says here, together we can break free from the shackles of centralized control and forge a future that values individual sovereignty, liberty, and justice for all. Stand with us, take control of your assets, and embrace the power of the people. Let our collective action echo through history, inspiring generations to come. The time is now. Join us in this vital act of civil disobedience and reclaim the destiny that belongs to each and every one of us. My only quibble here is this isn't civil disobedience. You're not breaking the law. Civil disobedience is generally you make a statement in advance, you're going to break some stupid law, and you go out and you do it. This is civil obedience by any definition. You're following the law. It's legal for you to go into the bank and ask for your money
yep.
to be paid to you. At least for now, it's legal to do that. So you should take advantage of it. If you can't pull it all out, because you know you still probably have some bills to pay, I don't take half out. Take whatever you can out from this terrifying government money system and then put it into something of value. Don't just stuff it under the mattress. We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.